We're here on KSOM, and we're talking more about awards from the Audubon FFA at the Iowa State Fair. Briley Anderson got a Grand Champion Award for her FFA commercial breeding doe. She joins us here on KSOM. And Briley, congratulations. How's it feel to get that big-time award?
Yeah, this was a really big accomplishment for me. This was kind of a goal I set going into the year, and we worked hard, had a lot of support, and it all paid off.
So what do you feel like set your doe apart from others?
She's just, compared to the rest of them, she's a very, like, put-together, balanced-up doe. She moves well, is very sound about the ring, handles good. She has big feet and legs, has a lot of show presence, and loves being a show doe.
Okay. And does your goat have a name?
Her name is Juicy.
Juicy. Okay. Why the name Juicy?
I just, from the day I got her, I knew her name should be Juicy.
Okay. She just looks like a Juicy. Okay.
She just looks like a Juicy.
Got it. So what type of work did you go through to prepare to exhibit at the state fair?
It's day in and day out. I mean, you have to show up for your animal every single day. It's a lot of sacrifices made. I mean, it's being home morning and night every day to feed and rinse, and it's giving up a lot of time that you can spend with your friends or doing something fun, because the hard work is what's gonna get you to the end goal, and you can't make little sacrifices. And
okay, and have you ever exhibited much at the Iowa State Fair in the past?
I have shown at the state fair this is my fourth year.
Okay. Is this the best award that you've ever gotten?
Yeah, this is the best I've ever done.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Why goats? What has attracted you to that animal?
From a young age, I always had pet goats. I never really showed them. But then when I decided I wanted to start showing, I just stuck with the goats, and I love them, and they have very big personalities, and I think it makes them more fun to work with every day because they act like dogs.
They act like dogs. Okay. What were some of the things that you enjoyed about being a part of the Audubon FFA?
I enjoyed being a part of the Audubon FFA for the two short years that I was there, because I think it's a very, like, agriculture, livestock-based group. We have a lot of kids that are very passionate in livestock and agriculture, and I think that just creates such a strong support system for the other show kids, and everybody knows what's going on and knows how to support each other.
Where were you before Audubon?
I attended Exire at EHK.
Oh, okay. So that's not that far away. Yeah, okay. So is that where you live in Exira, or?
I live by Elkhorn.
Okay, you live by Elkhorn. Okay, awesome. Awesome. And what are your future plans here? You just graduated from Audubon this past year, correct?
Yep. I'll be attending South Dakota State in the fall to major in ag communications.
And what would you like to do with that major? What job are you thinking about possibly doing in the future?
I really have no idea what I want to do for a job in the future. I just know I want to stay in this industry and help the youth like the other people have supported me to get here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you got plenty of time to figure all that out. You're on your way. What's the most exciting thing to you about going to college?
I'm excited to go to college to meet new people and do new things, but also to continue my show career into the fall and hopefully for the next couple of years.
Yeah. And how can you just describe what it's like to be at the Iowa State Fair and to show off things there and be a part of it?
The Iowa State Fair is a blast. It's one of my favorite shows. I mean, I've met so many people there, and it's really where you gain lifelong friendships, and having a support system is the best thing, strongest thing you can have in this industry. And that's where I've met so many of those people.
Very good. Well, Briley, really appreciate your time, and congratulations on the award. What does it just mean? I guess last question is what does it mean for the Audubon FFA to get all these awards and be a part of it? I mean, the Bauer cousins, the Elmquist brothers, and now yourself, you know, it seems like Audubon FFA has got all the animals covered. It's all the categories covered in many ways. What's it like just for this FFA to get all these awards?
Yeah, I think as a chapter as a whole, we all just, we work hard and we know the sacrifices that you have to make to get to this point. And that's where I think we all come together, and it's such a strong chapter.
Yeah, well, to get five big awards, you know, either from five different people is pretty good. So it obviously people have been working hard. Briley, really appreciate it. Good luck on your trip to South Dakota State in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Briley Anderson, a 2025 grad of Audubon High School and the grand champion of the FFA Commercial Breeding Doe at the Iowa State Fair here on KSOM.